It's the day before Thanksgiving, and millions of people around the country are on their way to see family, friends, and loved ones. They're getting to their destinations by car or by plane if they're traveling from Boise for the holiday. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving is traditionally one of, if not the busiest travel day of the year. Maybe you're on your way out of town, or you've still got some time before departure. Here to help us sort out holiday travel truth from fiction and to tell us just how busy things are out there, we've got Matthew Conde with AAA Idaho and Sean Briggs, the spokesperson for the Boise Airport. Gentlemen, good to have you both with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I feel like I've taken both of you out of your respective war rooms at a critical time.
And you will pay dearly for it.
Ooh, cold water thrown right there. So
shots fired.
Sean, let's start with you at the airport. You've been there today. What are you seeing? What are things like on the ground there? If you are heading out to the airport, what should be expecting?
Yeah, absolutely. The Thanksgiving holiday travel period is typically the busiest week of the year, and the airport is already up 11% year over year, so it's just a busy week. We're really encouraging passengers to show up at least 2 hours in advance. It gives them plenty of time, and that way it takes a little bit of stress out of travel. Our TSA has done a really good job. They've staffed up, and they're ready to accommodate for the additional travelers at the airport, but things are flowing pretty smoothly. We checked this morning. All flights were on time. We didn't see anything delayed, nothing canceled. So far, a smooth holiday travel period, just reminding people to give themselves plenty of time.
Security lines long or not really?
Security lines are a little bit longer than normal. The early morning flight period, that's the busiest time. So if you're flying out between 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., that's going to be a longer period. So lines can be 20 minutes long, which in Boise standards might be a bit longer. We're used to flying through in a couple minutes. So that's why we're recommending people just show up early. And even tomorrow morning, we're expected to have a busy morning, and then it'll calm down through the day.
I think my personal record is about 9 minutes from curbside to gate. So bit anecdotally, your sense of it, does it feel more or less crowded than previous days before Thanksgiving?
It definitely feels more crowded, but I think what we see, it's a different kind of passenger. On typical weeks, we see a lot of business passengers that know the game. They are TSA pre-check, they know where they park, they can get through security, know how to pack, what to wear. So it's people that don't travel or fly as much that we see coming through the airport that may not know what they can and can't pack or what they can take through the security checkpoint.
Well, now we've touched on the air. Matthew, how are the roads out there? What's the latest sort of figures you've got on people traveling this Thanksgiving?
Well, when you start looking at 54.3 million people hitting the roads and taking to the air, that's 2.5 million more than last year. It's a continuation of something we've seen over the last decade or more. So automotive travel, very, very high. 89% of people will be traveling by car. About 287,000 Idahoans. So we're looking at a very robust travel season yet again. High consumer confidence, and for those of us who remember the dot-com bubble, consumer confidence hasn't been like this since that time, so 18 years ago. Really gives you a sense of how remarkable this time period is, and we just want to get back to, as we're doing all these things, the elements of safety that are so essential.
So that confidence is translating into more people just feeling like they've got the means, the ability to get out there and you know, go to grandmother's house for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, the $3 gas prices that we're seeing right now, thankfully we just got under $3 in Idaho. A lot of people are willing to hit the roads, even if it's higher than that. $3.50 is where people start to blink a little bit. But at this point in time, 16 counties in Idaho are below that $3 mark. Very, very encouraging. A lot of people want to take advantage of that. But really, it's been normalized so that anything in that $3.50 or lower range, unless you have a really long memory, just doesn't bother people anymore. And it's just part of the essential element of going and doing. So people are willing to absorb that cost, maybe spread that out across other things, some of the activities they might do, but that's really it.
We are speaking with Matthew Conde of AAA Idaho and Sean Briggs with the Boise Airport. We always love to hear from you. Connect with us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can find us on Twitter at KBSX915 or go to our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio. So lots of people head to their hometowns or wherever mom and dad might be for Thanksgiving, but others use the time for a little bit of a vacation. You guys seeing any sort of trending destinations that are heating up for Thanksgiving?
Well, people who are just wanting to break the mold entirely or going someplace warm, any place warm. So a lot of the typical Disney travel, things of that nature, people wanting to do a holiday that's completely unique from the war that one sees over the family table. they're going down to some place that's a theme park or someplace warm. So that's never a surprise to hear that that's always popular. As far as the commuting goes, we just want to emphasize, too, that we're going to rescue probably 360,000 motorists on the side of the road this holiday weekend. And it's important to keep in mind that so much of what we can do is preventative. So if you remember the acronym BET and check your battery, your engine system, and your tires, you'll be well served. You'll probably prevent a lot of the problems you could have at the roadside.
So just one more time, 360,000 people nationwide are going to need a jump, a help, a pickup, a tire change, or something over these next few days.
Yeah, flat tires, lockouts, dead batteries, those are usually the culprits. We're obviously going to do everything we can to take care of people, but we don't want anybody sitting on the side of the road, being cold, being unhappy, and perhaps missing out on something with family. So a lot of the preventative stuff that can be done, we encourage people to keep that in mind. It can take maybe 15, 20 minutes to accomplish all of that, and it's still something that a lot of people could do before they hit the road.
Well, Sean, let's turn now to air travel in that similar vein. I mean, no matter where we're heading for the holiday, I'm going to guess that we could all be smarter travelers. So if somebody is catching a flight for Thanksgiving, how can they make going to the airport as stress-free as possible?
Well, again, the number one thing passengers can always do is give themselves extra time and then also have a plan. We've opened up our economy parking lot, which is a shuttle lot located on Victory and Orchard. So if there aren't parking spots in the close-in lots, they can always park there. Secondly, know what you can and can't bring through the security checkpoint. The TSA does a great job on social presence with Ask TSA on Twitter. You can ask them what you can and can't take. And you can also check out their Instagram account, and they show interesting items. Right now, they're doing holiday themes that let you know if you're taking cranberry sauce, you probably need to check that item. It can't come in your carry-on. But just pack smart and be aware of what can go in those checked luggage and what can go in your carry-on luggage.
Guns have been a consistent problem at the airport, people bringing those through security. Have we seen any of that so far this holiday travel season yet?
We haven't seen any firearms found at the Boise checkpoint this holiday travel period. Our numbers are actually down compared to 2017.
Oh, I remember last year it was an insane amount. It just seemed to just keep going up and up and up to the point where, like, really, people? And now there's those signs at the airport that say it's a check it partner, something like that.
Yeah. So last year it was a record year in terms of total firearms found in Boise. It was nearly 30 of them. I think we're right around 20 this year, and we did install some signage that reminded people double check your luggage. A lot of times people just simply will grab a backpack that they may have had a firearm in before and pack it very quickly for work, and then it's found in the security checkpoint, and that's no fun for that person, for the TSA, or for the folks in line behind them.
Just circling back to the airports, one of the things we like to tell people is look for the free stuff. There's usually art or music. And if nothing else, you can watch people do that embarrassing Home Alone run. If you're there early, you can watch everybody else racing down to the terminal. And that's kind of rewarding all on its own.
Oh, these are the kinds of travel tips I'm looking for. This is what I need to know. Like, you know, do you have a prescribed sort of bingo set that you take to the airport with you as you knock off travelers that are stranded there?
That would be way too vicious. I would never do that.
You say as you beam. Well, let's go back to the airport. Speaking of security, I did a little thing yesterday, but what can you take, what can't you take? Apparently, you can take live lobsters through TSA security checkpoints as long as they're in a special container. Have you guys found anything extra good in the security lines of late?
Well, you know, fortunately, our Boise travelers are, for the most part, really smart, and they're not taking anything extremely odd through the checkpoint. Typically, in the past year, they have caught an individual who was trying to conceal some sort of drug in their shoes. That was a pretty odd moment. But for the most part, we haven't seen anything extremely
No throwing
strange.
Stars? No, nothing like that?
Not for a year or two. We haven't seen any throwing stars. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. It's missed opportunity. I wouldn't know. I'm not saying that. So, I mean, something also that's worth considering is, I mean, we're talking about getting out of town because it is Wednesday, but the TSA says they've noticed travelers sort of leaving the entire week before the holiday, sort of like trickling out. But, I mean, come Monday, pretty much everybody has to be back at work. What is the Sunday after Thanksgiving going to look like, both at the airport and on the roads?
Sunday and Monday are going to be by far the busiest days of the holiday travel period because, again, when people are flying out, it's a range from the weekend prior before Thanksgiving all the way until Thanksgiving morning. But everybody is coming home on the same day, which is going to be Sunday and Monday. So we'll see anywhere between 15,000 people flying through the Boise Airport on both of those days, which will put our holiday travel period right around 100,000 passengers traveling through the airport this week.
15,000 people in one day or over those 2 days?
In one day, 15,000.
What's the usual amount of passengers passing through?
Typically, we're around 12,000 to 13,000 passengers a day, so it goes up quite substantially.
So it's a noticeable uptick.
Yes, yeah.
So, Matthew, what are the roads going to be like as people come back?
Well, definitely that conversion of people trying to race back across and dealing with weather systems. We're looking at, in eastern Idaho, the potential for some snow down in the foothills. That could definitely play a role. So people have that tendency to want to prolong this holiday in particular as long as possible because it is a shorter holiday and school is right back going again on Monday. But people want to the effort that's involved in getting together, they want to prolong that experience as long as possible. Sometimes that leads to some foolish behavior, maybe some drowsy driving, people leaving way too late or traveling during icy, snowy conditions that they could have avoided. So really do exercise some judgment. Make sure you understand the road conditions. There's so many resources. AAA.com/winter prep. Certainly looking at the 511 app on ITD's website. Those things help so that you can really make some good judgment calls about when to leave. And, you know, as delightful as it is to be together, no one wants to be unsafe. So the goal is to make it to the next Thanksgiving. So we need to make sure we're operating safely and getting home so that we can gather again once more.
Either you guys getting out of town quickly? Or are you staying here?
I'm hunkering down.
I'll be here in Boise, yeah.
All right. Our travel experts will be with us throughout the holiday in case we need to tap them. So thanks to both of you guys for coming in today and letting us know how to make the experience of traveling just a little less nightmarish this Thanksgiving. Matthew Condi with AAA Idaho, Sean Briggs with the Boise Airport. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.